Well, Warren, you know, we've been talking about the fact that we both live in Japan and that we're both from Western countries. Tell me, how do you feel about Western eating utensils compared to Japanese eating utensils?
Well, even in Japan, they use Western utensils sometimes. But overall, I do like chopsticks. I think it's very handy. It's just easier to pick up certain things. When I first came to Japan and saw people eating salad with chopsticks, I thought it was very strange. But if I try to eat it with a fork now, it's actually very difficult to pick up things like lettuce. And I prefer using chopsticks for things like that.
When you first started using chopsticks, did you get hand cramps?
Not so much because I can't recall when I started using them, but I became comfortable with them before coming to Japan.
That's good to know. Well, what about the sleeping? How do you sleep? Do you prefer a bed or do you prefer the Japanese style futon?
Well, it's funny you say that. At first I hated the idea of this thin little mattress. But I do find it's actually quite nice for my back. I actually prefer it to Western beds because it's better for my back. But I don't like sleeping on the floor. I like being higher up.
So a high futon would
If I
work.
could get like a, tatami mat that's raised with a futon
Yes.
mattress on top, that would be best for me.
You know, I think I've seen things like that in the stores, platform bed with tatami.
Oh, that sounds nice. I should look for that.
Yeah, I should find one for you and point you in that direction. Well, what about bathing? The Japanese are famous for their onsens and the way they bathe. So, do you prefer a Japanese style bathing situation or a Western style shower and
Well, I actually much prefer the Japanese style now. When I go back home, I find it quite difficult. I like to be able to clean myself before going into the bathtub.
That's a good thing. I do enjoy that as well. What about the custom of taking your shoes off before going into a house?
Well, that doesn't bother me too much. When growing up in Canada, I always took my shoes off coming inside anyways. I don't think it's as much of a ritual in Canada, but many people do it just to keep a clean house. But sometimes if I run out and I forget something like my car keys and I want to just run back inside, I'll tend to want to keep my shoes on rather than taking them on and off every single time.
Okay, tell me, confess now. Do you sometimes keep your shoes on and go into the house?
Yeah, sometimes I have, but I've caught my wife doing it a couple times too, and she's Japanese, so I
Hey,
guess I'm not that bad.
I don't think so. I do it too. What about sitting on the floor versus sitting in chairs? Which do you prefer?
Oh, again, I really dislike sitting on the floor. It isn't very comfortable for me. I'm a little bit tall. I have long legs and I don't seem to have a place to put my legs when I'm on the floor. Usually my legs will fall asleep quickly and my back will start to bother me. So I prefer to sit up in a chair.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, I guess my last question refers to eating habits, well, meals and how they're served. Do you prefer to eat meals that are served to you individually, or do you prefer to eat and share your food?
Well, that's a good question, but I don't know if I have a preference. I like the idea of eating all sorts of different things, so it can be fun eating in a Japanese style sometimes, but there are times where I do like to just have my own meal in front of me as well.